Chapter 1. Charles Lindbergh. Aviator Charles Lindbergh was only 25 years old in 1927 when he made the world's first transatlantic airplane flight. With that heroic solo flight, Lindy made the world seem smaller and more accessible. Charles Lindbergh was born in Detroit, Michigan in 1902. 1 year before the Wright brothers made their historic first flight. Lindbergh attended the University of Wisconsin for 2 years, but dropped out to attend aviation school in Lincoln, Nebraska. Soon he was barnstorming around the country as a stunt pilot and worked as one of the first airmail pilots on the Chicago to St. Louis route. During this time, Lindbergh experienced mechanical problems and was forced to bail out of his aircraft 4 times, yet he never lost faith in aviation. Hotel owner Raymond B. Ortig announced a $25,000 prize for the first transatlantic flight. Lindbergh, with the financial backing of several St. Louis bankers and civic leaders, bought a plane in San Diego and named it the Spirit of St. Louis. On May 20, 1927, he took off from Roosevelt Field on New York's Long Island, and 33.5 hours later, arrived in Paris. This quiet, shy man was stunned with the wild response he received when he landed. Suddenly, Lindy was internationally famous. A huge ticker tape parade greeted his return to the United States, and the Americans treated him like a 60s rock star. Once, at a picnic in St. Louis, a group of well-dressed women fought each other for his discarded corn cob. Later that same year, he made the first nonstop flight from Washington, D.C. to Mexico City. There, he met Anne Morrow, daughter of the American ambassador, and the two were soon married. During the following years, the couple made many flights and exploration trips, while Lindbergh worked as a technical advisor to Pan American Airways and other airlines. Then tragedy struck the happy couple. On the night of March 1, 1932, unemployed carpenter Bruno Hauptmann climbed into a second-story bedroom in the Lindbergh's New Jersey house and kidnapped their 20-month-old son. Although the distraught aviator paid the $50,000 ransom as demanded, the baby was found dead 6 weeks later. The nation was stunned, and Hauptmann became the most hated criminal of the time. Congress quickly passed the Lindbergh Law, which for the first time allowed the FBI to investigate kidnappings. The privacy-loving Lindberghs hated the intense publicity of the crime and the trial, so they moved to England. In 1936, Lindy visited Nazi Germany and praised its growing air power. On a second visit in 1938, the Nazis awarded him their second highest decoration. He was strongly criticized in France, England, and the U.S. for accepting the award. U.S. Secretary of the Interior Harold Ickes angrily insisted he return it. Lindbergh returned to the U.S. in 1939 and served as a civilian advisor to the Army Air Corps during World War II. After the war, Lindbergh wrote Flight and Life and The Spirit of St. Louis, which won a Pulitzer Prize for biography. This great American hero was a frequent advisor to the Defense Department on aviation matters, and in later years worked on natural resource conservation projects.